Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Good morning, Alex Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah, I see it.
Alex is in the studio this weekend, filling in for Mary Jo. Mary Jo will be in here tomorrow with me. Mary Jo and I have just been, you know, on and off all summer long. We're trying to have somewhat of a summer. And so that's the deal. I was in Chicago last weekend. I don't know where Mary Jo is this week. I forgot. She told me, but I forgot. She'll be back tomorrow.
None of your business.
And then she's out next weekend. But then I think once football season starts, Alex, we will probably not call you nearly as much. But we appreciate you sitting in.
I don't want to be here anyway.
High school football scrimmages last night. How about that?
It's an exciting time.
It is. I was seeing the tweets from Josh Moore. It seemed like he was at three games at once. I saw Cal Oaks from
Georgetown.
Scott County. Georgetown. Yep. He was tweeting from the Scott County scrimmage. Scott County destroyed Central. Louisville Central.
Yeah. The trick play on the bootleg left 70-something yards.
76 yards. 76. Josh Davis, the quarterback for Scott County, 76-yard bootleg on the first play for a touchdown. And then
I feel like that's kind of mean.
The whistle blows at Georgetown Toyota Stadium, and they keep rolling.
I think you're going to hear that a lot against North Bullitt on Friday.
Frederick Douglass High School, Lexington's newest high school. Got on their field and played football against another opponent for the first time ever. Scored their first touchdowns. Yes, still a scrimmage. But they blew out Clark County.
Yeah.
It was 21-0 in the first quarter.
They kind of played football against somebody else.
Did you go out there last night?
Very, very quickly. It wasn't for TV. It was just to see it.
Just to say hey. And we're going to have their head coach, Brian Landis, on the show here in 30 minutes. Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Frederick Douglass High School's head coach. A lot of cool stuff to talk about with them. Everybody's in love with Frederick Douglass right now, except probably
the other fake
Henry Clay,
other schools. Tate's
Creek. Yeah,
I know Dunbar's not in love.
No,
my guy Chris Mullins out there not in love.
Well, Jefferson Harkless is the running back there at Frederick Douglass. He scored the first touchdown of the game. He was a 1,000-yard rusher as a sophomore. I believe he tore his ACL, sat out last year.
He did.
And now he's back for his senior year. Montavian Bean played quarterback at Henry Clay last year. He's Frederick Douglass's quarterback.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How this happens.
Well, look, it's... your parents used to live up in the Shelbyville area, right?
Yeah, they were in Simpsonville.
Simpsonville.
Yeah.
So, you remember when Martha Lane Collins High School opened?
I do.
And Shelby County was a competitive school.
And then they weren't. It's evened out a little better now.
And what, 2-3 years later, Collins was in the state championship?
Yes. And they were the team, instead of Shelby County, coming to Rupp Arena for the Boys Sweet 16. It was Collins.
So a new school opens with new everything. New
shiny
football stadium. New beautiful weight room. New really cool uniforms. It's just new and pretty and shiny, and everybody wants to be a part of it.
And we'll talk to Coach about, he said something in particular that I thought was funny. We'll ask him about it. It was for our preview, which hasn't aired yet.
For
TV, yeah.
Yeah. On WTVQ, in case you didn't know. Alex is on Channel 36, weeknights, 5, 6, 10, and 11. And at 7, 6?
I don't
six
even know.
6 in the morning? Somewhere in there.
I'm sure it's played a few 6:20 times.
6:20 or something like that.
Those are not live. I'll tell you that.
Those are not live. But back in the day, I don't know if I ever told you this. Chris Dietz, who used to be an anchor there, he was a morning show anchor for WTVQ, Channel 36. Huge Green Bay Packers fan. He's from Wisconsin, the area. Yeah. Of course, I'm a big Bears fan. So we made a bet. So look, if the Bears win, you have to come on the Friday night high school football highlight show and do highlights after having, gotten up at 3 in the morning and working and
right.
Make him stay up really late. it wasn't that big of a deal for him because he's on Saturday morning. He doesn't have to anchor a show.
Yeah, he didn't have a show.
So it's not as bad for him. But for me, if I lose, because this was a stupid bet, I'm an idiot, I have to go anchor live the morning sportscast at 6:20 or something like that in the morning after working the night before till midnight or whatever. Well, you know, the Packers killed the Bears. And
because they're the Bears.
And I did a live morning sports, which was interesting to do. It just felt.
Did you put a wrinkle in it? Did you try to jazz it up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Put a little thunder in it?
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. I had to give it everything. Yeah.
If I'm going, I'm going all the way.
I'm going to be there at 6:20. I'm not sleepwalking through it. So, yeah. And that was the last time I ever
did
made
it.
Any bet
where the Bears.
Where the loser meant that I had to go do a morning newscast. What was that show? It was a failed sitcom, but they tried it out. It was Kelsey Grammer, and he was going to be a morning show host, a morning news anchor on some TV station, and the show didn't make it. But I think I saw one episode, and for like the first episode, they had him on, and it was, I don't know, 4:30 in the morning, and like a moose walks through the studio. And then they're continually making jokes about how nobody is up at that hour watching the news. But there are plenty of people who are up at 5:30 and have local news on.
And then certainly in the 6.
Yeah. For sure, the 6.
Yeah, the fact that more and more morning shows are starting at 4 a.m. is just ridiculous.
Oh, it is.
I mean, no one is watching you.
If you're going to have a newscast on, local newscast at 4 a.m., you should just read directly from the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah. No one would know difference.
Who else is it? That's your audience.
You're putting in a lot of time, work, and effort into something no one is seeing.
Now, unless you're going to tailor it to meth heads, then
also
maybe
good.
4 a.m. you would catch them on the come down.
Maybe. They could also not know.
Yeah.
So you missed it entirely.
But yes, we're going to talk plenty of high school football.
We've come full circle.
Yeah. Plenty of high school football. How did we even get on?
I don't know.
Shining
stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Lafayette also not happy.
They lose?
No, I was just in general though. They don't like that they're the 2-time defending state runner up, and not a lot of talk around them. It's about Douglas.
Well, no offense to Lafayette, but Walker Wood is gone, and so is Jed Wills and Landon Young and Alex Simpson.
Don't tell that Eric Shaw.
Well, of course not. I mean, look, if I'm Eric Shaw, I'm not going to give in to any of that talk, and I'm going to use anything someone like me says otherwise to motivate my team. But I'm not the head coach, and I live in this world, and I know that Walker Wood, Jed Wills, Landon Young, and Alex Simpson do not come together on one team
maybe
ever again.
Quentin Brown.
In one, Fayette County Public School. So,
yeah.
Count your lucky stars. Hope that, you've built something that can keep it rolling like that. But there was a reason that no Fayette County Public School had ever been to back-to-back state championship games in the history of high school football in the state. And that reason was that none of them had Jed Wills, Landon Young, Alex Simpson, and Walker Wood all
Mason
the same
Allstat
team.
Mason Allstat.
Yeah. A
couple years ago, too.
Oof. But
stacked.
But look, I'm telling you, not only did they have none of those guys. I mean, I'm not going to – nothing against any of those guys, Quentin Brown or Mason Allstat. I mean, they're all great players. Teandre Newcomb.
Lucky Jackson was there
not too long ago. He plays at Western.
Kylan Nelson, that was before, but
– all of these are great athletes, great players. But the real reason that they were able to do what they were able to do is two things that came together at once. It would be one thing if you had the linemen you had. I'm talking, Jed Wills is at Alabama. Landon Young is going to start or play a lot, has played a lot at Kentucky.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a dude.
Alex Simpson, where did he wind up?
I'd have to go check, to be honest. I can't remember off the top, but he
suffered an injury.
ACL.
Yeah. But he is a big dude, too.
Very good.
That kind of offensive line is a college offensive line. That just does not happen. And then you put an otherworldly athlete at quarterback back there that can do things that we haven't seen any quarterback around here do in a long time. I mean, I can't think of another guy quite like him. I think of maybe Bo Johnson.
Yeah.
At Bryan Station was electric like that. Andre Davis was, but still, Walker just improvised.
It was a different level. Justin Burks of the, it was more pro passing. It's not the ability to get out of situations.
So those guys to come together like that, that is a once in a lifetime type thing. So once again, I understand completely that Coach Shaw believes in his guys and believes that they can continue to do what they did the last 2 years. That's fine. I'm here to tell you, good luck, because it ain't
the music's still blaring.
Unless you got another Walker Wood and a Jed Wills and a Landon Young and an Alex Simpson, I'm sorry, but not that they won't be good. Lafayette's going to be good. I have no doubts about that.
Gonna hang the hat on defense again this year. Said let's tap back into the roots. We don't necessarily have the offensive firepower, so let's get nasty again.
And for every Lafayette player listening right now, let me tell you something. You're not gonna like this. I think Douglas is going to wind up being the best school in the city this year. I know. Bryan Station doesn't want to hear that either.
I love it.
Henry Clay doesn't want to hear that either. Antoine Sims at Tate's Creek doesn't want to hear that either.
He certainly doesn't. Yeah. Ooh.
How about Bryan Station last night?
Stoked that fire. Let's get high school football really, really buzzing again, though, in this city. Yeah, because other than Lafayette, like you said, no school had gone back to back. Yeah, I feel like there was a lull.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't a lot of excitement around it. And I think that this has kind of stoked the fire that people are all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. You know, we're here and we have school pride.
Yeah.
You know, shut up about Douglas.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're sick of it. You know, there's a little bit of, well, okay. Look,
Douglas took.
Let's do this.
With their, look, this is through no fault of their own necessarily. They're a new school, so this is going to happen. But attrition hit Bryan Station. I think they lost 5 or 6 starters on defense. Returning starters on defense went to Douglas. That's a killer. Jefferson Harkless, like we said earlier, big time running back, would be huge for Dunbar. Montavian Bean and Henry Clay. I mean, all these guys. On top of that, it just so happens that the defensive line coach at UK, Derek LeBlanc, his son is a big old boy on the defensive line, already committed to North Texas, and he's going to Douglas High School. So they are, that's why I say, I think they've got these pieces, they've got some energy, they've got some momentum, that this first year, I think they're going to be the best in the city because
the coaching staff, all-star coaching staff to boot.
Yes, on top of that. But Henry Clay has slipped.
They have.
In the last few years. They are not what they had been. They've taken a step back. Tate's Creek is trying to get there.
They're coming up,
but they haven't gotten there yet.
They lost a few dudes, too. Yeah. The Jackson Beermans, you know, on the team.
Right.
Gone.
Lafayette, we just talked about what they don't have now. I still think they're going to be right there. Then when you look at Dunbar, they've been trying to come for a while. So until they prove it, until you see it, can't say it. I would go, if
I'm
ranking.
Station gets plundered.
Right.
So all of a sudden, they're trying to find some new guys that can play those positions.
But I put in the same group, I put it Douglas, Lafayette, Station. Those three right there together. And I think Douglas is going to be the one at the end that has the best record against city opponents.
In their first year as a program. That's the crazy thing.
But it's not like an expansion team.
It's not. It's like an all-star team.
Yes. That's what it's more like. Yes. We're going to have Douglas's head coach, in case you're not sick of him yet. We're going to have their head coach, Brian Landis, on the show here in about 15 minutes. Here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show, Alex Risen filling in. Give us a call, 381-1313 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play tonight at 6:35. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Oh no, I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimac, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
The Shelby's Way Hot Rod Hullabaloo is coming up Saturday, September 2nd. It's absolutely free to participate, so we expect more than 600 classic hot rods and show vehicles at the event. We've blocked off Contract Street between Loudon and Floyd for music, food trucks, souvenirs, and vendors. We're even raffling off a teardrop camping trailer. It's all happening from 10 to 4 Saturday, September 2nd for the nonprofit Shelby's Way, bringing awareness to suicide prevention. For more info and registration, go to shelbysway.com.
A lot of banks promise to give you 100% effort. Some banks even promise 110% effort. But at Fifth Third Bank, we don't think that's quite enough. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. Five-thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we're obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our full range of checking account solutions, to our small business expertise, to our great customer service, to creating a suite of security solutions, like our state-of-the-art fraud alerts, identity theft protection, and one-touch mobile login to keep your money safe. To providing you access to one of the largest networks of fee-free ATMs with over 45,000 nationwide to everything. So join us and see how we're working hard to make banking a Fifth Third or 166.7% better. This is Banking a Fifth Third Better. Learn more at 53.com.
Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you. Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can listen to us on WLXG.com. Also the app. You just go to the App Store or Google Play. Type in WLXG. You download that thing. Once it's on your phone, all you do is tap it. And whatever is on the air at the time is what you get right away. No, like, signing in, giving up your email address, your phone number, the name of your firstborn child. You know, you don't have to do all that stuff. You just
21 security questions.
You just tap download or get.
Listen.
It's there. You hit it. You open it.
It's like magic.
And you're listening to us or whoever's on the air at the time. Meaning, it could be Dan Le Batard if you want. Yeah,
it could be any of the ESPN scheduling.
Right. Alex Risen is the voice you hear from WTVQ Channel 36. He's in for Mary Jo. Mary Jo will be back in here tomorrow. We've been talking high school football. We'll continue to do that here in just a few minutes with Brian Landis of Frederick Douglass High School. But quickly, do want to mention the biggest thing out of yesterday. It was twofold. Louisville and Louisville. Golly, man. They just, every time they're in the headlines, it's because they've got their heads up their rear ends. It's just the biggest thing I thought yesterday, the U of L appeal. So they submitted their appeal. So I read through some of the highlights that Eric Crawford on WDRB.com put out. And it calls the penalties unjust and grossly disproportionate, draconian. Basically says the Committee on Infractions just completely ignored our cooperation and self-imposed sanctions. And so it argues that none of the players on the 2011-12 and 2012-13 teams that attended stripper parties were properly deemed ineligible. And not one student who later competed in those seasons engaged in a sex act. And even if these players were technically ineligible, they would have unquestionably been reinstated. Man, I'm having a hard time with words this morning.
It's okay.
If nothing else, reverse the decision to erase these two seasons. They are going all in. They're not even talking about the 13-14, 14-15.
Right.
Like, they're not even worried about that because you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, go to a Final Four or win a national championship.
Right.
That's why they're not. But these two things, they have focused all their attention on. But the biggest, the dumbest, the most tone-deaf thing that they possibly could have said in this appeal was, if a kid got a $150 car ride,
would you have done the same thing?
Would you have done the same thing? And the answer, you dummies, is no! Because it wasn't a prostitute in the dorm!
It was a car ride. So that would be different.
It's not apples and apples, you idiots. It's strippers and prostitutes in the dorm! It goes over the line of me handing you $150.
But
completely
Dan,
different.
You missed the line that you just read. Those guys would have been reinstated because they didn't take any part in it.
Oh, man.
So that's not what we're arguing. We gave you a second option if you were like, well, it kind of is different. So let's go to the secondary rebuttal. Oh, well, they didn't do anything. The guys who actually played in those seasons.
Here's what Louisville doesn't understand. Whatever the NCAA has, they're going to make it stand up because what they know is beyond what they have. It's like those one of the, I don't know it to be a fact. I just know it's true. One of those things.
This isn't a court of law. Right? I mean, it's not innocent until proven guilty necessarily.
I don't know for a fact that Andre McGee didn't act alone. I just know he didn't. Yeah. So I'm telling you right now, Louisville, your players that were in on this, that never said a word about anything, and that one coach, and he's the only one that knew, and nobody else knew, well, okay, we can't prove, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to hit you in the mouth, because we got enough to do that. And we know the rest of the story, we just can't prove the rest of the story. And this, we cannot allow this to go without a severe punishment so that everyone else understands.
It's a bad
idea.
This
kind of thing cannot happen. Don't get any ideas elsewhere. Don't think that you can do this and keep your national championships. Don't think you can do this and keep. And then on top of it, well, honestly, I'm done. I'm done talking about it.
Do you want
you want to say anything else about it?
There are a few shows that we've done. It's the same stuff. I mean, we knew this was coming in the official appeal because they had said this during the press conference. Remember when we had that show?
Yeah.
And it was about, I can't believe that this has happened to us.
Right.
And so there's nothing really new. They're toting the line that they've said from day one.
They still don't understand what they did.
Just say we're done. And then what happens if you actually do it? I don't think they understand what happens if you just go, our bad. It's done.
Yeah.
it's done.
Yeah.
You're going to get one more question when the season starts, right? You know, you're one more round of questioning just about some, but then it's done because you've admitted it. It's done. It's over with. Yeah, we did this stuff, and let's just go on.
I said I was done talking about it. One more thing. If their approach, if they truly want to have any shot of getting the, you know, the records back, not vacated, and keep the trophy and all that stuff, then approach it that this is unprecedented. This has never been done before. We sure. are so sorry. We wish that we would have known. If we would have known, we would have stopped this in its tracks. This is something that we have these things in place. We tried this. We did this. We
cooperate. You know, we tried to cooperate to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
We can't force Andre McGee to cooperate. We can't do that. But we've done everything in our power
obviously,
to ensure that it won't happen again.
Yes. And obviously, we weren't diligent enough at the time. This has opened our eyes.
Yeah. You're right. We did fail to monitor.
Right. You're right.
You're 100% correct.
Yes. This is the worst. But look, we've done everything here. And so I think taking away a national championship is too harsh. It's unprecedented, and it just shouldn't happen. Everything else we agree with. But come on. Just think about it for a minute here, okay? Yes, it's the worst thing ever. There are some other bad things that have happened around college athletics throughout the years. And this would be the first time you ever took a national championship away. Just think about that before you say, okay.
And what about the players who weren't in it? Maybe you even throw that, you know, it's not, yes, we found that these guys were, but hey, these three or four weren't.
Right.
They were never there. And we you know, the other guys maybe even admitted that they were never there.
Right.
Is it fair to those guys?
Yeah, don't take this away from.
Don't take it away from the guys that didn't do anything.
Right. Instead, they're going, you know what? What they got was like $150. It's not even that bad. What are you guys upset? It's not even that bad. What if he got a car ride for $150? What about that? What would you do that?
What if
you would take away a national championship for that? It's just a car ride for $150.
Because the guy picked up an Uber tab? It's an Uber ride.
And if you needed further proof how stupid everyone is up there, the U of L Foundation just had to fire their CFO and his assistant for being idiots with money and frivolously spending and padding their own pockets. And so to clean up their reputation, they hire a dude from Memphis, bring him in. He's not there 2 weeks, and he's stealing from golf clubs all over Louisville. Stealing in the golf shop, like shirts and clubs and stuff. They caught him on video. How stupid? How stupid are you? I mean, there is something in the water up there that's running in that river that gets through and eats away at the brain.
Couldn't you? I'm just throwing it out. I'm not. I don't know. But if you're stealing from the U of L Golf Club Pro Shop, I feel like you could maybe ask for like a freebie or something too. Like, hey, can I get a polo?
Well, he went,
and maybe they'll just give it to you.
Look.
I'm just saying. Maybe,
I'm no thief.
Maybe ask.
I'm no thief. But if I was, would I go ask about membership at the club, like go up to the counter and ask about membership, and then walk away and go ahead and steal? Look, I'm here. I'm interested in a membership. Now I'm stealing. Wouldn't you just kind of like slip in and try to be nonchalant and nobody see you?
Winona Ryder.
And then kind of slip out. But no, you go and alert them. Maybe he's thinking the direction. Well, no way they'll suspect me from stealing because I just talked to
him. I'm going
to
be a member.
Right. Look, everyone associated from Tom Jurich all the way through, every person associated with the U of L Foundation and the U of L Athletics Department, basketball, men's basketball, that side of it, I would throw them all out. All y'all, get out! You're too stupid. You've been given too many chances, and you continue to mess it up over and over and over again. It's like I'm talking to a three-year-old. Nothing gets through. You continue to make the same mistakes. As a matter of fact, I've seen three-year-olds learn better than you. Get out and never come back. You know what? Don't even say the name Louisville. We're starting over, and we're doing it right. I would have no one near U of L Foundation that had been involved at all before.
Hmm.
Got me fired up how stupid they are. I just cannot
fathom. I don't understand. Let's see if I was stealing from the UFO golf. I don't know.
I can't fathom that.
I don't know.
Who does that?
I didn't see what exactly.
Not to mention his salary is $22,000 a month.
That's what I'm...
Just for this one job.
Why are you stealing the $50 polo? I know polos are expensive. Cutter and Buck is nice stuff. You know what I mean? Just...
They hired a mental person.
Go to the
clearance
rack.
They hired someone with mental problems.
The clearance rack's there, I'm sure. You know? What are you trying to get rid of? And not that I'm going to steal it.
I mean... I don't talk about unprecedented. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. Baylor is maybe the closest to come to amount of dumb things and piling up corrupt.
And that's probably worse, right? Maybe not. That's not even a probably. That's worse.
But
right.
Otherwise, if you stack everything that comes out of Louisville, everything from rehiring Bobby Petrino and all his past to Petino and the extortion deal and now this thing, and the UofL Foundation, and the president, John Ramsey, and all of this stuff.
It's like a movie.
All right, we're about 3 minutes late for calling Coach Brian Landis. I knew I should have had more time when we started going in on Louisville, but I was like, you know what? We're not going to spend too much time on it. We'll just mention it, and then we'll move on. But they got me fired up because they're so stupid. It's like trying to figure out how a serial killer thinks.
Why are you doing these things?
Yeah. Where is the logic, you idiots? All right, we're done with Louisville. Back to high school football and Douglas High School football head coach Brian Landis next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit forthepeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street, TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
What if we told you there's a quick, easy way to get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses? And even better, what if it could cost as little as $250? Well, it's all true, all thanks to LASIK Plus. Now, for a limited time only, LASIK Plus can help fix your vision for only $250 per eye. With over 1.5 million procedures performed, LASIK Plus will recommend the best treatment for your nearsightedness farsightedness or astigmatism for our lowest price ever, $250. Check out our reviews online and see for yourself what real patients are saying about LASIK Plus. To schedule your free LASIK exam, call us at 844-341-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. That's 844-341-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. LASIK Plus, you won't believe your eyes, or our amazing $250 LASIK special. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. And at Spectrum Business, the best keeps getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-928-4330 to get faster internet speeds, up to 60 megabits per second. Now for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-928-4330 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get faster internet and advanced voice for our best price ever. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Look around. Are you where you thought you'd be this time last year? It's never too late to make a change. And Sullivan University is dedicated to helping people like you achieve their goals. Here at Sullivan, we offer a wide range of programs with schools of business, culinary arts, and pharmacy. Our student body is made up of a diverse group of people who are passionate about learning. Think about where you want to be next year. Now's the time to start making that vision a reality. Classes start September 25th, so visit sullivan.edu to learn more and register.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, Alex, when it comes to me and you and AC/DC, if Brad knew our history, he would be playing Thunderstruck right now.
He would.
That is the way to go.
You also did the pretty sweet version. Why can I not remember off the top of my head? Remember the little highlight montage from one of our Governor's Cup shows?
Oh, yeah. A good time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, AC/DC is excellent highlight montage music.
It was.
It goes so well.
There are a few things I can't delete in the old system. It's that, and then the clip of Kent Spencer on the beach shirtless are somehow so used so many times that I can't delete the original file.
I wonder if it's still around there. One of my favorites of Kent is he was running in like the 5K on July 4th or something like that, and I got a shot of him, or someone got a shot of him, and he had the headband on. And so I put a picture-in-picture of Ralph Macchio as the Karate Kid with that headband on.
Okay.
And then showed Kent in slow motion running with the headband on and played, "You're the best around. No one's ever going to let you down. You're the best around." Oh, yeah. Had so much fun with that stuff. We would like to be talking to Coach Brian Landis right now. This is partly my fault. I'm sorry. He had told me to text him at 10 o'clock to remind him that we're bringing him on the show. And so I forgot to text him. And so we're now have not been able to get a hold of him. So
the phone dropped, I think, once.
Yeah, he's with his team. So we'll see. We might be able to get a hold of him still. We are also going to try to get a hold of Derek Terry from – he's now with the Cat's Paws. He just got the job with the Cat's Paws. He had been with Rivals and – working with Cats Illustrated, I believe.
Yes.
And some with Rivals. And then he was doing something with Sports Illustrated as well.
It's a wild card.
Sports Illustrated Campus or something like that. But he's done a great job. Some of the best stuff he's done, I thought, was baseball. His baseball coverage was
unparalleled.
Top notch, yeah. Yes. Because he was doing stuff with D1 baseball as well. He's doing a bunch of stuff. This kid's writing for everybody. Now he's writing for the Cat's Paws. And Corbin native, so near and dear to my heart. Down from the Tri-County area of Whitley, Knox, and Laurel, my old stomping grounds. and we'll have him on at 11 o'clock, talk UK football. And we're going to play the sound from EKU head coach Mark Elder, which if you've not heard this, did anyone else have this? Was it just you?
I mean, people were there. I guess they didn't hear it. I don't know.
I mean, was there any other TV station there with a microphone in his face when he said this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear them play it.
I don't know that anybody else played this up. Maybe. I don't know, but
I think they missed. I just think
maybe they're saving it for, you know, week two of the college football
worst
season.
Worst time.
Well, Coach Elder, you know, had some comments that would fire up UK.
Anyone.
Yeah, UK fans, UK players. He had some bulletin board material for those guys. So we're definitely going to play that, and then we'll talk to Derek Terry about that. And then, of course, Kentucky is scrimmaging today. UK football team, first scrimmage of preseason camp is today. And you wonder what's going to come out of that. It'll be about 1:30, 2 o'clock when the tweets start flowing about what's been said, who said what. UKathletics.com will probably have some sound from a few players and maybe Coach Stoops or Gran or House. But, you know, Len Bowden, talk about people being sick of hearing about Frederick Douglass. These players are going to be sick of hearing about Len Bowden before this camp is over because everyone wants to know, how's he doing? How quickly is he coming along? Please give me something on Len Bowden. Because, and it's only made worse by the fact that freshmen are off limits to the media.
And he wasn't there for media day.
Right, so he wasn't there, so you can't talk to him.
Yeah, asked that question a few times.
Yeah.
Can't he be made available now, though? Because we just didn't get to talk to him.
Yeah, just a one-time deal? Yeah.
Answer no.
Right. I mean, I understand this. It's Coach Stoops' policy.
Yeah, but he wasn't there the one day we're allowed to talk to the freshman.
Right, right.
So can't we talk to him now?
It would be easier for the...
It's still before the season.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for a second chance. I just want the first one.
It would be easier on the coaches and the players, I think, if you just let him, just the one time, just make him available.
So he can go out there and say the same things that the coaches were saying, which, right. Hey, look, I'm swimming.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure this thing out right now.
It's always worse when you do that. And I remember Rich Brooks, he was great about... And Stoops has been pretty good about this too, actually, is when a player has done something not criminal. And I don't mean something like that, not where it's, you know, legal involved, but when a player's done something, they get him out there out front. And it's like, all right, let's just address it now. Confront it and move on.
Get it over.
Because if you don't, then it just gets picked at.
It festers.
Yes. It gets picked at by everyone in the media. They're picking at it, picking away. And then it starts to bother the people who are having to be picked at about it. So I'm picking at this player, I'm picking at this player, I'm picking at this coach. And they're like, oh, enough already.
Yeah.
I've had it. And then by no fault of that person's own,
they then don't
there's
like
some it. Resentment
yes.
from, like, so if Garrett Johnson, every single time he does an interview, is asked about Len Bowden, maybe he has a little resentment towards Len Bowden that he never should have in the first place, and it was only created by the media. Which was created by the media because the university wouldn't let you talk to Len Bowden. I don't know. It just let him send him out there one day next week, get it over with, and then everybody can be cool because it's going to be a question every time players are made available. But I started all that to ask, will there be anything on him today? Do you anticipate?
I do not see
someone
him. I
saying,
do not see him making a big impact this year.
Oh, really?
I don't see him. It's also because I'm not allowed to see anything that he's doing.
See, in a scrimmage,
I'm held captive.
There's no way they're doing punt return, kick return, full speed in a scrimmage.
No,
right?
That's what I'm saying. That's where you would
maybe three
at
quarter.
Receivers. But I don't think he makes an impact at receiver.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. That maybe.
I think there's a lot of guys in front of him, and that Stoops. You remember from media day? You know, I think they got the message. You know, like look, Blake Bone, Dorian Baker. If everyone saw what I just saw,
hold on, keep talking. Let me get a napkin.
That was so good.
Don't take us to break. Let's just go to break. I spit coffee everywhere. I like, got
that's
choked
a great
up.
Plan.
Spit coffee all over my computer.
I mean, that's
just got a bug in my throat over there. And
it was wonderful. Let's let Dan recoup.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll try to get Brian Landis on here. We're going to work at it. Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Coming up next on the Razzmatazz Show in Scatmandu is a little ditty by a hip chick trio from Schlotzky's, baby. They hit our taste buds like a transfixing trombone a while back, but they're flapping their feathers for another tour. The Chicken Cordon Bleu, Fiesta Chicken, and Chicken Bacon Smoked Cheesy. Yeah, they're clickety-clocking around the menu at Skitadoodledadadidabadoo by Schlotzky's. Come on in today and give them a little tasty taste.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance Event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All jazzed up and nowhere to go? Time is running out for you to make your plans for a smooth jazz experience like no other. The African American Forum, in partnership with 107.9 The Beat, invites you to join us for the 10th anniversary Lexus Smooth Jazz Fest, August 3rd through the 5th in Lexington, Kentucky. This year's All-Star Jazz Showcase will feature Paul Jackson Jr., Jeff Lorber, and Everett Harp. Act fast. Only a limited number of tickets are still available. Call 255-2653. That's 255-2653 or visit aafinc.com. Sponsored in part by Lexus of Lexington, Toyota on Nicholasville, Burger King, LexArts, LG&E and KU, LEX 18, the Lexington Herald Leader, the Lextropolis, and the Beat of Lexington, 107.9 The Beat, the Lexus Smooth Jazz Fest. It's going to be all that jazz.
It's time to get outside Kentucky, and at Lexington Billiards and Spas, we have all the best outside fun. Get a kid's creation swing set for the kids, made in the USA with American Redwood. These sets are strong, safe, and priced right. All hot tubs are on sale, and get the cover, steps, and chemicals with delivery all free. It's grilling time, and the Big Green Egg Grill is the best. We have the lowest prices in the bluegrass. 18-month interest-free financing available, so come see us at 1431 Leestown Road or LexingtonBilliardsAndSpas.com. 255-7639.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, this morning you can tweet at Alex Risen, at DReefer, either one of us, on Twitter. Listen to the show on the app, WLXG. Just type that in App Store or Google Play. You download that thing. You just tap it. Here we come. Whatever's on the air at that time is what you're listening to.
Knowledge Entertainment coming straight at you.
And WLXG.com also makes it easy. And, of course, just over the airwaves, 1300.
Old school.
Yeah. That's how I do it.
You would.
And the app. The app is also awesome.
Yeah. I see you with your technology over there.
Trying to get the Coach Brian Landis on here, but, you know, he's practicing Frederick Douglass High School. They're practicing this morning. So he's with his team, and he told me he was going to be with his team and said, hey, text me to remind me, and I'll keep my phone on me, and I'll be ready. And I didn't text him. And so
I think he may have forgotten.
It's one of those things when I have to do something, I need to put an alarm on my phone. Coach Dean Hood used to show me that he's got, you know, phone is full of alarms everywhere. And he would say that without this, you know, it ain't happening. Well, Dean Hood is now, of course, the special teams coordinator.
He is.
For UK.
And some linebacker work.
And in week two, his Kentucky Wildcats will take on his former EKU Colonels. That is going to be fun and interesting. And, of course, it was the way EKU played against Mark Stoops.
Under
Kentucky Wildcats. Well, they almost won. Almost beat UK at Commonwealth Stadium. I think that got that and how the situation was handled with the Drew Barker incident and the
Patrick Graffrey
incident there, how Hood handled that, what kind of man Dean Hood is, all that made him very attractive to Mark Stoops to bring onto his staff. And I think they tried to get him before, and he was like, I just took this other job. I can't. Yeah. It's not me. I can't leave him this quickly.
Can't leave him hanging.
Yeah. Same thing with Eddie Grant. He's like, I just took this job with Tommy Tuberville. I can't bounce right now. Hence Shannon Dawson. But Dean Hood is now here. Special teams coordinator, outside linebackers coach. And then in week two, he's going to play EKU. Well, EKU's current coach, Mark Elder. If you haven't heard this, here you go. Mark Elder is asked about playing UK in week two.
On the schedule.
Yeah. Here's what he's got to say.
You get sick of being as close as you are to Lexington, seeing UK gear left and right, you know, and you don't see it as much on this campus, but you will see it around Richmond. You'll see it in Lexington, and nothing kind of turns my stomach or our players' stomach more than that. I mean, so they're excited for that opportunity as well.
Well,
them fighting words.
Nothing turns our stomach quite like seeing UK gear. Well, look, it's the Commonwealth. It's the Commonwealth's team. And there are Kentucky fans at Morehead State, at Western Kentucky University.
EKU.
At Transy, at EKU, at Murray State.
At everywhere.
Everywhere. Throughout, at Louisville.
Big Blue Nation.
On Louisville's campus. So, I mean, it's going to happen because EKU doesn't play in the SEC. They don't play on that level. They don't have a shot at that. So
you can like both, too. It may, you know, and that's the old, you know, old way of thinking, I guess. You know, I can go to EKU, but I can also cheer for UK and be a part of, quote-unquote, something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't affect, you know, why is it a problem? And maybe even I'll put on the maroon come the second week of the season.
Well,
because
yeah.
Because I'm an EKU person. So, yeah, of course I'll cheer for my school.
Right.
But why is it so bad to see the UK gear?
Yeah, I guess he's just got so much of a thing about, this is EKU, this is your school, take pride in it.
And support
don't,
us.
Yeah, don't be supporting anybody else.
Yeah. You go here. You should have pride here.
But Coach Elder, what you don't get is... the all-time winningest basketball program in the history of college basketball, which has won 8 national championships and perennially is in the top 20, top 10 every year and has first-round draft picks.
The state is based on basketball. I mean, it's still that, right?
It's
basketball country.
That is going to winners attract fans. And when you live in the state and grow up in the state, if you don't wind up going to UK, that doesn't mean that you don't love UK basketball.
A lot of people have UK plates. Never went to UK on the car.
Right. Exactly.
Bumper stickers, decals.
Yeah.
Shirts. Never even went to college. Maybe they didn't go to any college. They've got UK gear.
I think Dean Hood understood that and he didn't fight against it necessarily.
Exactly.
It was like, and when Kentucky had players that couldn't stay at UK anymore, Coach Hood said, you know what? It's not very far. From where you were, your atmosphere won't have to change that much.
And you can play live football right now.
Right now. Living in the same area. You're already used to it. Why go get accustomed somewhere else? You're 20 minutes from where you just were, where your life was. come here.
Love, not necessarily. You're right there. Like you said, come fall on my lap.
I get it. I understand.
Lafayette's Jackson Davis, when I tweeted out that bite yesterday, tweeted back and said, "Have pride in your school."
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, you shouldn't be wearing other stuff though. Have pride in your school, and I get that, and that's what it is. It's pride in your school, but at the same time, understand maybe some people can have pride in something else in addition to their school.
Now, unless you go to UK and you're wearing Louisville gear, if you're in a classroom at the University of Kentucky,
you're doing it
with
on purpose.
A Louisville shirt on doing or hat on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. Or yeah. Duke. I saw a couple of morons walking around with Duke stuff on. I know what you're doing. You need to be punched in the throat. And that's what you're wanting to happen. So we should oblige you.
Ohio State, Michigan, I get it. UK's football team wasn't good enough for you. You went to UK, you love their basketball program. You need a winner. But you know what? This football team's turning the corner. Come on aboard for the big win. Back with more Derek Terry of Cat's Paws. Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, I'm Bob Safaya with the New Home Collective at Keller Williams of Greater Lexington. It's a very exciting time to buy or sell real estate. In a busy market, it's best to surround yourself with experienced professionals that can work efficiently through the home buying process. The New Home Collective trusts that partnering with Bluegrass Land Title to handle our closings will ensure a seamless and enjoyable process for all those involved. So let's partner up with Bluegrass Land Title and close on the home of your dreams.
For more information, call 859-266-1611 or go to bluegrasslandtitle.com.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. An LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. You've heard all about Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger, but baseball's home run leader this season is Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins.
The pitch, and he drives the ball deep to left field here. It's a no-doubter. Up over the Clevelanders sign, and up, up, and away. A home run for Giancarlo, number 40. And he has pulled within two of the club record,
which was set by Gary Sheffield back in 1996. The call on 940 WINZ. The Marlins beat the Rockies 6-3. Stanton has 19 homers in his last 31 games. Other finals, Padres take the Dodgers 4-3. Cubs over the Diamondbacks 8-3. The A's beat the Orioles 5-4. The Angels take the Mariners 6-5. Albert Pujols drives in two. White Sox win their fourth in a row, beating the Royals 6-3. The Yankees come from behind late and beat the Red Sox 5-4. New York now 3.5 games behind Boston. And the next game in that series will be here on ESPN Radio at 3 Eastern from New York. Kevin Kisner and Hideki Matsuyama share the lead at the PGA Championship at 8-under par. Jason Day and Chris Stroud 2 shots back at 6-under. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott says he's surprised and disappointed with his 6-game suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Elliott will appeal that suspension, but ESPN's Adam Schefter reports all options are on the table, including the possibility of litigation.
Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky made his debut and was impressive. Should Mike Glennon be worried? The guys will be discussing that. Plus the very latest from the NFL. It's Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Roll now, here are Dan Reefer roll and Mary Jo Perino.
Roll on, Daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family. Roll on, crew. Roll on, Mama, like I asked you to do.
Well, I'm telling you, it is just not going so smooth here this morning. We got Derek Terry from the Cat's Paws. I'm over here writing a tweet. Hey, join us now. Derek Terry from the Cat's Paws is going to be on the meantime, I have yet to inform our producer, Brad, that Derek is on the show now and that he should call him. And here's his number.
just the little things.
Forget to text Landis. Look, I have been off most of the summer, so I'm out of practice here.
Don't you know? It's football. The little things add up to big things, right?
Yeah.
We got to do the little things right. Yeah. It's all, devil's in the details.
This is preseason camp for me. I did not start in July for me.
We got to clean it up, Dan. Got to clean up the mistakes.
Mary Jo and I did Sundays this summer for the month of June and July, and we didn't have any guests because I wanted to give everybody a break because we wear out John Hale and Kyle Tucker and everybody else, and every other week I'm calling them, and I try to give them a break because I know that maybe on Sunday morning you don't want to get up and talk sports when your job is to cover sports. So
and nothing's going on.
Yeah,
in the summer.
So I try to give them a break, and yes, nothing's going on. So Mary Jo and I usually talk about food or restaurants or music or something like that. Mm-hmm. So try to give people a break. Well, now we're back into it, and I'm out of practice. So apologies. But we do have Derek Terry, right? Yes, we do have Derek Terry on the phone. Good morning, Derek. Thanks for joining us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Alex Risen sitting in for Mary Jo this morning.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good, good. Our guy, Derek, I got to mention it every time he's on the show, from Corbin, Nibrock Festival. Have you gone this year? Has that happened yet this year?
I think it's actually going on right now, but I've not been in several years. I can't remember. Probably 3 or 4 years at least.
Yeah, yeah. That was... As always, big time down there, without a doubt. But hey, congratulations, first of all, on the new gig.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, your experience, you wrote for the Colonel, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, a few years ago.
And then you wrote for Sports Illustrated?
Briefly. It wasn't necessarily an internship. It was Sports Illustrated had a vertical called Campus Rush, which basically they took a lot of kids from basically any Power 5 football team, mm-hmm. and they wanted content from that. But that kind of folded because, SI, like a lot of companies have been having cuts and everything. So I got to write a couple stories for Campus Rush, though, which was through Sports Illustrated.
And then D1 Baseball?
Yes. That was just an internship in the spring.
Okay. And then Rivals?
Yeah, I did that for... kind of part-time, kind of full-time for two years.
And so now this is full-time for you, right? You're jumping in, you're the beat writer for the Cat's Paws for UK, right?
Yep.
All right. So there you go. You follow a long line of guys. I go back, let's see, Brett Dawson, Matt May, John Hale was on there. Mm-hmm. So everyone's had good success there, so it's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, hopefully I'll continue that because, Matt's out of the journalism world now, but working for UK. But John and Brett have both gone on to do really good things.
Well, are you going to practice today, I would assume? Is today your first day on the job?
No, technically Thursday was the first day, but yeah, I'll be at practice today.
Well, let's get into UK football a little bit. Alex and I were just talking about how Lynn Bowden all the talk, of course, and everyone wants to know every practice. Give us an update. What's he looking like? How's he doing? Alex says he doesn't see Lynn making an impact
At receiver.
At receiver at all this season. Which I probably agree with. I don't see him making a big impact there. But the kicking game is where he could really boost UK. What do you think?
I think he's got probably a better chance to make an impact at receiver than what you guys do, I guess. Because, I mean, he only missed – I mean, it's not good that he missed six practices or whatever it was, but
– Well, in the summer, too, as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I still think, though, that even if it's not – first, you know, it might not be a Southern Miss, but I mean, I think at some point this season, you know, he's going to play. And if he's as dynamic as what the coaches have said he is and what he's looked like in high school, you know, I know there's a difference between high school and college, but I would imagine he'll have a pretty good chance towards the end of the year at least to be playing a lot in the slot or maybe wherever else they put him. But I do agree with you guys on the returning game. I think that'll definitely way before he makes an impact at receiver, he's going to have a chance on special teams. So, whether it be kick return or punt return, I mean, that could be the first time we really get to see him make an impact, or maybe, you know, maybe something out of the Wildcat package. Played quarterback in high school, so at the very least, he might give you a threat to throw the ball that you didn't get with, you know, Benny Snell last year, Boom Williams, but we'll have to see. You know, I think last week, whenever they had an open practice, and this is just me trying to remember, I think he didn't go through any of the drills or anything that involved the Wildcat. I still think it was mostly Benny Snell. So I would imagine Benny will still see most of the carries out of the Wildcat package, but maybe Bowden can get a chance to.
I was going to say, I'm sure that during the times that we actually get to see practice, we're probably not going to see Bowden in the Wildcat, mm-hmm. even if he is running it some other times.
Right.
Well, and then bubble screens, you would think that's kind of his thing, is get him in space a little bit, get a blocker out there and see what he can do. Let's get into who's available there at slot. So we heard this week that Garrett Johnson is moving outside more. Mm-hmm. But they also say that maybe that's to give the younger guys more reps at slot, to kind of build some depth at that spot. But is he your fastest option on the outside? He's your most experienced route runner. Is he the guy you're going to go to for those deep routes to fill in for where Jeff Padette was? You've got some options there. I guess you got Cleavan Thomas. I don't know how much Josh Ali and Isaiah Epps are going to be in the mix, but Blake Bone, Dorian Baker. But it seems like Garrett Johnson would be the speed guy if that's what you're looking for on the outside. And if that's the case, then it would open up more opportunity for Bowden in the slot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, certainly got to think Garrett Johnson's faster than – definitely faster than Blake Bowen. I'm sure he's faster than Dorian Baker and some of those other guys like Taven Richardson and Kaywan Ross up there on the edge. So, I mean, Johnson's much smaller than they are, though, and has spent most of his career playing inside. But I think the coaches are really excited about Cleavan Thomas, who was there in the spring. And Eddie Grant, I think it was last week, was already talking about how you pretty much have to assume that Thomas is going to be in the mix for playing time already. So he's the one who benefited. He might have benefited more than anybody out of the seven that enrolled early in the spring and went through practice. And sounds like he's really made an impression already with the coaches. And I would assume he does have a better chance to play right away than Bowden does.
You know, I mean, just when we're talking receivers, and yeah, you know, is Bowden going to get this chance and opportunity, and these other guys too, and Thomas obviously in the mix, is part of it because of it? I mean, we kind of hear both things. I feel like, you know, yeah, the veteran receivers have gotten the message, right? You know, I remember that one from Media Day. You know, Blake Bone understands it's time to go do it. Eddie Grant has said the same thing. The guys know you just need to be consistent, and it's not about talking. He said, just, you know, be quiet. It's not about talking. I don't want to hear anything. Just go do it now. But he says the guys have responded. But at the same time, you're saying that these younger guys are in the mix. So what are we supposed to believe in this? You know, has, you know, Blake Bone stepped up? Has Dorian Baker really, you know, turn the page and gotten to a point where he isn't dropping, you know, big time, you know, possessions where you need to make the catch? And hey, we're going to go with these other guys, you know, if they're showing us in practice that they might be able to do it in a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you don't have much of a choice, in my opinion, like with guys, especially like Garrett Johnson, he's going to have to play. But someone, Dorian Baker seems like, to me, one of the most frustrating people for UK fans just because of the size and speed, and he has everything you'd want out of a big receiver like him, but just consistency has been his biggest problem. Like, I remember the Louisville game last year where there's a ball thrown over the middle, and I think he just dropped it. It was going to be a first down for UK, and it was back to a really close game still. But then he made a great touchdown catch in the fourth quarter that put UK ahead. So there's been a lot of talk about guys like Josh Ali and Isaiah Epps, and I mean, if they can help them, I'm going to assume they're going to play, but I still think that Baker and Johnson and K'Wan Ross and Taven Richardson, and I don't know if I mentioned Blake Bowen, I might have, but guys like that who have been here, at least early in the year, I've got to think they're going to get all the opportunities they can to at least solidify themselves. Cause, I mean, think back whenever those guys were young, back in 2014 and 2015, how difficult it was for them to get going, and I just have a hard time thinking that no matter how good Cleveland Thomas or Josh Ali are, it's going to be – I just can't imagine they'd be more productive than what the upperclassmen are.
Who are the slot guys, you think? Depth chart-wise, it says Garrett Johnson and Cleavan Thomas is on the two deep at slot. So, I mean, if that's the situation, you got to think that, you know, Bowden gets some reps there at some point.
Yeah, I can't remember where Charles Walker is on the depth chart, but I think...
Well, they have him one. I mean, they list four receivers on the depth chart, and the four ones are Taven Richardson, Charles Walker, Garrett Johnson, and Dorian Baker.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Walker's going to slip into that slot some too, right?
Yeah. Even if they say... I mean, I know Garrett Johnson's been practicing on the outside. I still think whenever it comes to the game time, he's still going to be inside, not necessarily outside as much. So I think probably the main ones would be Thomas and Walker and Garrett Johnson. I just can't imagine anyone else really. Unless Josh Ali, maybe. I think that's where he's been practicing in the slot, so... Maybe there's a chance he could get in there, but playing four doesn't seem like that's going to happen with how much Garrett Johnson and Charles Walker have played in their careers and how productive they've been.
Well, now, moving to quarterback, which obviously goes with this receiver, I would think, this is my thought on this, is Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw, the offense that they've run previously before coming to Kentucky, is not what we saw last year. And the offense they would like to run depends on Steven Johnson's ability to deliver the ball accurately. Now, this week, they all said, Steven, Eddie, and Darren said that the improvement in the intermediate passes, the accuracy there, has improved. If he has improved there, and the deep ball accuracy that he had last year is there, and the running ability is there, then maybe we have a chance to see, because they've talked about we know the offense so well. We can add more stuff now because so many guys are accustomed to this offense that are back that we can add to it because they've already done it for a season. That maybe now we see closer to what is the ideal offense for Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly, and, you know, I'm no football coach or anything, but just from watching the open practice last Saturday, I thought Steven looked really good, you know, not comparing him against Drew Barker or anything. I just thought my general observation was that Steven looked like he's a quarterback and that, you know, that's what he's going to be. And it's harder to say in a practice, you know, with intermediate throws because last season it was just such a struggle for UK to complete simple passes, you know, over the middle to C.J. Conrad. I can't remember how many times Eddie Grant dialed up a really good play to Conrad or maybe someone else over the middle and it just wasn't executed for whatever reason, but...
Well, against Alabama stands out big.
Right, yeah. I mean, it could have been a... You know, who knows? He might have scored on that. I think that would have put UK...
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't score, he's going to get, you know, in the red zone probably, and maybe UK goes up 10-0, and obviously, very unlikely UK was going to beat Alabama, but just the...
Changes the dynamic of that game.
Yeah. I mean, to be up 10-0, and... but yeah, I think Steven and, you know, the rest of the guys, there's so many veterans, you know, everywhere on the line, it's not really too many guys they had to replace. So if he's accurate, then, I mean, I think that's really the biggest difference in how good UK's offense can be this year. I know a lot of people, maybe not a lot, but some aren't very high on the receivers. I still think it's a pretty good group. And if Johnson is, you know, he doesn't have to be as good as he was against Louisville, but he can't be what he was against teams like Vanderbilt, where he was not even throwing the ball for 50 yards a game. And I don't think it's going to be the case this year. But if he can just be slightly above average, and I think UK's offense, I mean, it's going to be hard to stop. There's, you know, still questions at running back outside of Benny Snell, but from the way the coaches talk, you think they have some options there, but should be a lot of fun to watch at least, and not too much longer before we'll have more answers.
Well, the answers we don't know yet. Is Dorian right. Baker going to be what he's been thought to be all along? Is Blake Bone what he was going to be, what we thought he was going to be all along?
And do you get more out of Ross?
And Ross has been working with the ones.
He's such a big dude.
He is such a big dude. I think the only sure thing is Garrett Johnson as a possession receiver and Charles Walker's hands.
Yeah.
Those are the sure things we know, and I think that was kind of the point Greg McElroy made back at SEC Media Days when he said, every year we hear about the potential of these receivers, and they don't deliver. Well, the thing he left out was they haven't had a quarterback whose accuracy has been 60% or above since Andre Woodson had that job, or Mike Hartline, I think, maybe. So that's part of it. That obviously plays into it. But these guys, yes, they've always had potential. You hear about it every preseason, and then when the season comes, there are some things that they don't deliver on. Gosh, Derek, I could get into so many other things. Let's go to the defensive line, because that's one of the question marks, of course. And honestly, I think I am maybe more optimistic about it than anybody I've heard. I feel like the bodies that they have there, kind of like the receiver group. I mean, I think there's so much potential in the guys that they have and guys that haven't even played yet, like Cordell Looney, Jaquiz Cross. T.J. Carter played a little bit last year and was a big help. So a year older for him. I'm not worried at nose guard about Matt Elam because Naquez Pringle has proven that
because Matt Elam won't be playing.
Adrian Middleton. I kind of like what they've got there. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm still waiting to see with the defensive line. I just think Pringle coming on the way he did last year was definitely a big help for the defense because obviously Matt Elam wasn't necessarily getting the job done, and maybe him being in a backup role is still good for UK's depth, certainly. So,
yeah,
you know, I think another guy on the defensive line, I think you were mostly talking about interior guys, but still developing a pass rush too. And obviously Denzel Ware plays a little bit of, you know, he stands up a little bit, but he also plays, plays defensive end. So a guy like maybe Jared Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about guys who, you know, look great. Now he's got the body, he's tall, he's fast.
He does look amazing. He does.
So you need guys like that, certainly. And then, you know, the interior, you know, I like Pringle and I like Adrian Middleton. And I think Middleton is against Missouri last year where he was SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week. Did some really good things. But, you know, he was still a young player last year. He was just a sophomore. So another year older this year. His fourth year in the program. He redshirted his first year. So
have been talking about Quentin Bohannon this week, the freshman?
Yeah, you know, those are guys I have to get to. You know, he's a freshman who I haven't seen him, I don't think, since media day because freshmen, true freshmen, aren't allowed to speak with us until they actually play in a game
right. Once
the season starts. So, but he's someone who, you know, Stoops said they're going to have to start, you know, getting him in there and getting more reps. So I think he's another freshman who you think's going to have to play and see what he can do. But T.J. Carter, like you mentioned him too, he's a guy who played last year and I don't think he had any games that really stood out, but a true freshman playing in the SEC is not an easy task, and I don't think you would expect much from a freshman. But I kind of lean what you first said about the potential, you know, similar to the receivers where at least, you know, you have bodies there and guys who you think can get the job done. It's just going to come down to actually doing it on the field.
You mentioned Kenjera Daniel passing the eyeball test. Cordell Looney is another one of those guys. When you stand next to him, you go, yep, defensive lineman in the SEC.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to tell you, we've run out of time because we missed an interview earlier with a high school football coach, and now we got to get to him. So we could do this for the next 10, 15 minutes easily or longer because I've got so many topics to cover with this football team.
Well, now you get to have Derek on every weekend, right?
Right. We'll have Derek
on. We'll sign you up, Derek.
Hey, we've got two shows, Saturday and Sunday, to fill every week, so... Hopefully you won't lose my number.
Alex, are you just filling in?
Or yeah, I rent. I lease here. I don't live. Yeah. I don't pay the bills.
Alex is our first call when either Mary Jo or I cannot make it.
I'm a permanent fill-in, Derek.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hey, well, thanks. And once again, congratulations on the new gig at the Cat's Paws. You can follow him at,
Derek S. Terry, right?
Yes.
Yeah. At Derek S. Terry.
See, I know these things, Derek. This is why I get to fill in.
Yes, that's it. That's why he does it. Hey, thanks again, Derek.
All All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, Derek Terry there. And finally, got a hold of Brian Landis, the head coach at Frederick Douglass High School. He's on next, I promise, on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This morning on Mike and Mike.
More beef with Tom Brady for not answering a question about whether or not he had a concussion last year, or with his wife Giselle for making us all believe that he did have one.
My beef is with Tom Brady here. It is our business, Tom. Like, the NFL is our business. And with all due respect to you, Tommy, your wife, she's the one who told us that you had a concussion last year.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN. Sports Radio.
The Lexington Legends are playing tonight at 6:35. Fun for just about any age. Get your tickets now at the Whitaker Bank Ballpark box office by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. And at Spectrum Business, the best keeps getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-928-4330 to get faster internet speeds, up to 60 megabits per second. Now for only $44.99 a month, and that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-928-4330 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get faster internet and advanced voice for our best price ever. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-8249. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-8249. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-8249. 1-800-400-8249.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Finally, we broke through and got a hold of the head coach of Frederick Douglass High School football team, Brian Landis. You didn't hear. We were supposed to be on at 10:30, which would have been ideal because this show's kind of been jumping around all over the place. But
we suck.
I didn't text him at 10 o'clock, and then I think he was practicing too. Brian, was that right? Were you practicing this morning?
Yeah. In the weight room.
Is that right?
Yeah, I apologize for that.
Oh, no. I should have texted you at 10 and reminded you, and then, hey, you're on now, so that's all that matters.
Good deal.
Hey, congrats on a successful debut of the field last night. Had two games over there, right? Well, the first game was who?
We had Madison Southern.
And East Jessamine, yeah.
So they get a couple hits in, and then we cranked up right after those guys against Clark County.
You guys got off to a pretty good start.
Yeah.
Oh, we're losing you.
I tell you, they need cell boosters.
Are you still in the weight room there? Walk around the weight room there, because we've lost your signal.
No dice.
Are you there? Oh,
gone.
Like everything is stacked against us here with Coach. Well, I was saying they're off to a good start because they scored 21-0 in the first quarter. Madison Southern won that first game, though, by the way, against East Jessamine. What was that? I don't remember the final score, but they won that first game. The format was three quarters of varsity and then a fourth quarter of JV. So that was the format last night over there at Frederick Douglass High School. I still haven't been over there to the field. I've seen the weight room.
It's gorgeous.
Pictures of it. The weight room looks phenomenal. And something we're going to ask him about here is the nickname. Remember the controversy?
Yeah, what is it?
They went over to that pizza place on Euclid.
Mod Pizza
for a...
It wasn't on Euclid. They went to the one that's right next door out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. The one
it
at
is,
Hamburg.
There is, it is on. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, you're correct. There is one.
Right. But, yeah, right there at Hamburg. And so they announced, you know, the name of the team, the Stallions. And then it wasn't... I mean, was it the same day that there was outrage?
I wouldn't really call it outrage. It was more like
there was outrage.
Yeah, like from three people.
It went everywhere. I mean, it just blew up. So the situation, Coach Landis, that we have back on the phone now, is concerning the nickname. Go ahead and update us here.
So here's how it works. Wednesday is the first day of class here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do a vote in the morning. There's three choices. So they're going to give them Stallions as one of the names.
Yep.
They're going to give them Colts.
Yeah.
And then Thoroughbred. So everything remains the same. The logo and all that. They're just going to pick a new name. But I have a good feeling it's going to be
Stallions.
The original Stallions.
Yeah.
I did too.
Bought into it.
Well, the whole complaint was that, Stallion's a male horse. Well, Colts is a male horse too.
Yes.
So two of the three are dudes. So.
Well, you know the funny part about all this is there is an actual middle school here in Fayette County named Stallion too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize
that.
That's not been that way for years.
Decision to make. We can't worry about things we can't control.
Right.
We just worry about playing football games.
Well, whatever the name is, the uniforms are out of this world. I mean, who decided all that stuff? How did you guys come together on all that?
Well, all that was chosen before I got here. And,
okay.
Our principal, Lester Diaz, he's a Miami guy.
Okay.
He grew up in Miami, attended the University of Miami, the Hurricanes. So when he got the gig, he said, "Here's our colors."
That's the way that works.
Everything we have looks like the Canes, and I kind of like
it. Also stands out, too, from everybody else in town because you don't want to go with colors that somebody else has.
Yeah, and I think in the state, there's only one or two other teams in the whole state that wear orange.
What's a sharp? We're Kentucky. We're nobody wants to look like Tennessee. That's the ugliest color on the planet, but it looks good on you.
There you go.
Hey, before we go any further, though, I have to ask you about my guy, Mike Harmon. He has been, you two have kind of been together with the Thoroughbred, or not the Horseman.
Horse.
Lexington Horseman, and relationship there. And he did the hiring, so he must have, you must have continued to impress him, but It must be amazing to work for that guy.
He's a good guy. Mike is. He does a good job around here. He's got a lot of respect in Fayette County from all the other, you know, I mean, he's got a successful track record. And when he this thing first started coming around and we started having conversations about it, you know, he did a really good job of selling me. So he won, and he got me over here, and I was blown away by all the things he had put in place and the administration with, you know, our AD, Gary McPeak, and he was one of the coaches with the Horsemen. And, you know, first thing they said is, look, we want football to be important in Fayette County, and we want it to make our baby here and be the most important thing going in this school and really be the face of the program. And so, you know, I don't think there's any other school in Fayette County that really has the administrative support that we have here, and all three administrators are former football coaches. So that's a very unique situation, and that was the one thing that really drew me to the job.
Well, I mean, when they decided to build the school, they went, what should we do? You know what? The Lexington Horsemen were pretty good. Let's just go get all those guys, and we'll put them over here. Let's see what happens.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of those guys are, you know, we had a good time when that Horseman gig was a fun little deal, but those coaches, I tell you, they did a really good job of getting it organized and coaching us up and cutting us loose.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest here. With those coaches, I mean, especially Harmon, your work's done, right? I mean, they just hand you the stuff and you just go out and tell them what to do, right? I mean, they game plan it all. They give you the plays. They just say, here,
all you
here.
Do is throw the ball to Chad Spencer. And it was easy world, you know. Have guys like Eddie Evanson throwing the ball. And that's, you know, that's easy stuff. Eh? Hell, I could have coached that team.
Hey, tell us about last night. The excitement, the whole atmosphere, how you guys played, all that.
But started in the morning. You know, we had four Little League games going. So that was really cool. We get the little guys out on the field. Very first touchdown was scored by a Little Leaguer. So that was pretty neat. And then we had a couple middles. We had three middle school games going. So almost every middle school that feeds us and a couple more in the area getting over here, which is, you know, very important to our success. You know, that's one thing I wanted to make sure, you know, we did right is get out and reach our middle schools, the guys that are feeding us, and, you know, let them know that we're here from them and how important they are to our success. And then we had two more games, so we were the last game. And I tell you what, for this area of town, I think is very, very hungry for good football. And, you know, it's an opportunity for them to come out and watch us. And, you know, we are very far away from being good football right now. But I think, you know, the support was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. We did, you know, we made a ton of money off concessions and off our gate just to help our booster club out, which in turn, everything we do through our boosters goes right back to our players, getting them taken care of from a, you know, getting them some gear and feeding them. So that was important. And then, you know, we got an opportunity to finally go live against somebody else other than ourselves. And we're very sloppy when you turn on the film. Now, we did some good things. I thought we were, you know, the thing that we did well is when things broke down, we've got players that can make plays. And that's the kind of stuff that you can't coach.
Yeah.
You know, Montavian being us, shoot, you watched him last night. The guy just, I mean, it's unbelievable the things he does with his feet.
Yeah.
And he's really turning on as a passer as well. So when you have that threat as a quarterback, you know, I'm a defensive guy. That's one of the hardest things to prepare for is that quarterback that can that can go. And so, you know, it was a good night. Our kids had fun. We still have to learn how to win the right way. You know, we're very immature. When the young guys started playing, I had some of my older guys taking their pads off, you know, acting like they had already arrived.
Right.
And I had to remind them that those young guys used to be that young guy.
Right.
Show them the respect, keep the pads on watch and support, you know. So those are the type of things that we've got to overcome right now. And we'll get there. It's going to be some time, though.
And against Clark County last night, you played three quarters of varsity. Was it 28-0? Was that what wound up being the final there in the three quarters?
I believe something of that nature. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you at least have to feel good about that.
You can right after the ball game. But I'm
right, right.
Now.
I mean, it's just a scrimmage.
I'm on the next one because we've got a big, big ball game Saturday. We go down to Danville. They've got 19 of 22 starters returning from a state finalist team.
Yeah.
You know, Clay Clevenger does an outstanding job down there coaching those guys up.
Their defense is solid.
They're physical. You know, yep. It's going to be a tough ball game for us.
Demray Van Cleef probably
God, he's a player.
Maybe you're circling him on the tape.
He is a player, man.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a bunch of skill guys. They can pick them up, put them down, and up front, I think they're pretty talented. They move well on the defensive front. They're going to give you some slant and angle stuff, play a lot of quarters coverage, and, you know, they'll get into a little bit of man free and try to, you know, run with us. And they got the guys that can run with us, so it'll be fun to watch.
All right, let me get to the I don't know, the question that nobody probably wants to ask, but everybody wants to hear around town is, all these players came from different schools. How else are you going to have a team? I mean, if you got a new high school, you have to have kids come from the other schools in town. So it's inevitable that's going to happen. Right. Now, maybe it doesn't sit so well when one of those players is maybe a Jefferson Harkless, who at Dunbar would be a big part of their deal. Montavian Bean, who was Henry Clay's quarterback. Some of these other guys you have. Just kind of what do you say to that when people are upset? Everybody, you're probably the least popular high school in town amongst the other high schools in town.
There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. It is what it is. We've got a brand new school here. It's very nice. We've got the nicest facilities in the state. Academic side of it. I mean, this place is unbelievable. And so, you know, anything new, people get upset because they don't have that. Well, you know, if those kids live in my district, I'm sorry. I'm going to get out and recruit them. Yep. If they live in my district, I'm going to recruit that kid to come play for me.
Yeah.
We do not do anything illegal. You know, if a kid comes to me and says, Coach, I want to play football for you, and he lives in my district, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
And I can't control that. That's out of my control. Mm-hmm. I'm just worried about the kids that live here and want to come play ball for me. And, you know, these people around town that are saying this and saying that, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's not about them. It's about us and what we do. And we've got to take care of our own business.
Well, if you do take care of business and win big in 5 years from now, they'll all be big fans.
Well, we're a long way from that.
Right.
We're putting things in place to make that happen, and hopefully we'll get to that point, but you know we got a long road ahead of us. Yeah. Long road.
I'll give you the chance to so then there's not only the jealousy, but then maybe there's the backlash. You can even use the line you said to me. If somebody said, "Oh, I don't know, we're going to try to hang 100 on them," you know, we're not going to take it easy on the new kids on the block. What do you say to that?
Come on, we'll be here. We'll be ready.
Oh, we're stirring the pot this morning, Alex.
I promise you, we'll show up. You know, we're not going to run our mouths. We're gonna do it the right way. We're gonna line up. We're gonna execute as best we can, and try to be physical. And you know, at the end of the day, all that crap talking that people do, it's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. And we're trying to teach our kids how to win and win with class. And when you lose with class.
Yeah.
And so you know that's the whole key to it. And if you do that, I think you get more community support. More people want to come play for your program. It's just a better overall deal for the whole state and the city of Lexington.
Well, one of the things folks are always interested in is when UK coaches have players, have kids who play in Lexington. You know, Legend Brumball was the former defensive line coach. His kid was here. I think he's down in Florida now. But but now Derek LeBlanc is the defensive line coach at UK, and you have his son who's already committed to North Texas. Big defensive lineman. Tell us about him.
First of all, he's a great kid. He's a great human, number one. He's one of our team captains. He's a guy that he does everything right all the time. He brings kids along with him. He's a very positive kid. And he plays both ways for us. He's a guy that last night I had to tell my offensive coordinator, I said, he's done. Get his butt off the field. I don't want to hurt, you know. So, but I tell you what, that kid there, he's going to do great things in life, and not just because he's a good football player, but because he's such a great person. And when you meet the kid, he lights the room up. He's so polite. His parents have done a great job raising him. And, you know, I had the opportunity to work with his dad this past spring over at UK, and his dad's the exact same way. And it's just a good, good family.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I was just going to say this. When you look on the UK website, when you look at support staff, you're still listed. Do you still work over there?
Heck no. You think Coach Duke's having a job? Doing this? He'd be suspended. So. Yeah. That's the last thing I need.
He'd take you off the website.
Youngstown Mafia on me, you know?
Yeah, Youngstown Mafia.
And all this started coming about, you know, I went to him and said, hey, Coach, you know, what do you think about this opportunity? And he's like, look, here's the deal, man. He goes, you know, I can get you a job at wherever next year.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take your family up and move. And he said, and guess what? The year today, you may be fired. And then you're going to be calling me again for another job. And a year after that, you're going to be fired. You're going to move family again. He goes, you got a great wife. She's got a great job. You've got great kids here. You love it here. Take a look at it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad gig. Yeah. And so he's like, now, I want you to stay here, and I want to help you get a job here. But you want to be in college. But you got to seriously look at that opportunity. He goes, not many people get to be in my shoes.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if he gets fired, it doesn't matter. He's set for life. Mm-hmm. But these other guys, you know, I've been fired. I was fired at DKU. You know, you've never been a football coach till you've been fired. And it's an uneasy feeling because, you know, you got a wife and a kid at home, and all of a sudden you don't have a job. And you're scrambling trying to find something to work. And in college, that means you got to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many colleges are in Lexington? One, you know.
Yeah, BCTC doesn't have a team.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I think I'm the only college football coach in the history that has had three college jobs and has lived in Lexington for all three. Georgetown, EKU, and UK. So I've been pretty blessed.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, here's the hoping you don't get fired at this job.
Yeah, that's the damn truth.
Hey, and thanks for keeping up with us here. We've been trying to get a hold of you this morning. We appreciate your diligence in getting back to us.
I appreciate you guys. Anytime you need something, give us a holler and come support us sometime, and have a great day and a great weekend. We appreciate you.
Let me take the quick plug, since I haven't told you. Your preview, by the way, for ABC 36 airs on the first Friday night of football, since you guys don't play until Saturday. So Friday night at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Just to let
Good
you know.
Deal.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Hey, and if you want to get your highlights earlier, 10 o'clock on Fox 56.
Hey, my wife works at KYT, so I'm going to throw KYT a plug, too.
There we go. We got three of them. MJP's not here.
Only one. Yeah, only one that's missing out. Interesting.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Thanks again. Thank you. Coach Brian Landis there, Frederick Douglass High School. Good guy. Fun to talk to. And that team is, I think they're going to, like I said earlier, I think they're going to be tops in the city this year when it's all said and done. They'll have the best record against city foes. That's my opinion. And all those other schools just adds to the pot.
Yep. Stir it up. I love it.
And I mean, I'm not, that's not why I'm saying it. I truly believe just from from the talent standpoint.
Sure.
The talent on that football team.
And the coaching staff.
Yes.
Again, not trying to say the other coaching staffs aren't great, but I mean, they went and they picked it.
Yeah.
And it just, what they're able to do of getting the guys in the building and teaching and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know how it is at the high school level.
Yeah.
It's a struggle to get your coaches in the building so they have a job. And it makes it easier. I mean, guys are coming from different jobs, trying to get to practice. It's just, it's
well,
so
you
much
heard him
easier.
Say it. That administration, Lester Diaz, Gary McPeak, Mike Harmon, all football guys. They want football to be a big deal. They understand what it takes to make football successful, and they're going to give the support that's needed to make it happen. I know Lafayette is the king of the hill right now, deservedly so. They may be the king of the hill when it's all said and done this year. My personal opinion is,
when you're king, people won't overthrow you.
When you lose that much talent, I think there's a window for someone else to move in, and I think Douglas is going to do it in their first year. I think they got a lot of momentum. They got a lot of talent, and that'll be a great game. By the way, Lafayette Douglas High School. Oh man, that's going to be something to watch. All right, wrapping this show up. Gosh, we got so much we could have talked about. Of course, we got another show tomorrow, so we'll get to it then. But if you want to get in here, any comments about high school football, UK, whatever.
Mark Elder.
We'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and
Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm that guy. The one who never finished high school. Worked for a company that shut down. The guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes and I saw opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? Now I'm that guy.
Text My Goal to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, let me tell you, I loved it last night when I started seeing tweets from Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader at football scrimmages.
Some big plays, too.
Updates here and there.
Man.
Let's see, who did Western Hills play last night?
LCA.
LCA, that's right. And that was pretty close, wasn't
it? Cheerleaders were stopped from, they were on their way to LCA team got there no problem, but there was a bus of cheerleaders that was on the way. There was an accident that happened in front of us. They didn't get to come and show up. They were trying to treat it like a real game. I mean, the cheerleaders bus
didn't make it.
Was stuck behind this accident in Frankfurt.
God, that reminds me when I was on JV.
Anyway,
you know, we would take two buses to the game.
Right.
So as the JV players and the cheerleaders would ride the bus together.
Terrible idea.
I don't know. I liked it.
I'm sure you did.
Varsity on one bus, JV and cheerleaders on another. Okay. Yeah. All right. But anyway, I loved seeing the stuff. Western Hills wound up losing that game to LCA, wound up winning that game.
LCA won.
Yeah. And then Scott County beat Central. Bryan Station beat Lexington Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Allen, Jalen Burbage. Burbage threw 5 touchdowns. Allen, I think, ran for a couple touchdowns.
Going after it.
Yeah. And then, of course, Madison Southern beat East Jessamine and Frederick Douglass beat Clark County. Those are the ones I remember seeing from last night and paid attention to. But just it's here, you know? It's here. It's right upon us. Friday night. Next Friday is opening night across the state. ABC 36's high school highlight reel.
We still call it that, yeah.
You do still call it that?
Yeah.
The high school highlight reel with you and Brian Kennedy.
Yeah,
right?
New guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And before you watch that show.
Yeah, you should do both. Should watch.
At 10:40, it is me and Brian Milam on Fox 56 with all the highlights as well. So
just those
fun
two.
Time.
Just watch those two.
Well,
you're going to do it, aren't you?
You got to at least either watch or DVR KYT.
DVR.
Because Brian leaves the Fox show and walks and over and does the KYT show. And everyone at KYT gives the highlights
right.
to Fox. The games I shoot, KYT uses. The games KYT shoots, Fox uses.
Right.
So... we're a team.
But that's it.
We're all one.
That's it.
Over there.
Nothing else.
Well, MJP, she would have it. We're all, at one point or another, we're all represented in this studio. All 4 stations.
We're so inbred.
Oh, I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah.
But high school-wise, anyway, basketball, news yesterday came out. The Olay Classic is returning to EKU.
Yeah,
I think that is great news. EKU is the best host for that thing. I really think so.
As well as the 11th Region Tournament. My opinion. Both of those.
I can remember early in my career covering the Olay Classic. I went in there to the hospitality room one year, and they had frog legs.
That's where it's at.
That is where it's at. Any hospitality room at a high school basketball tournament that includes frog legs, that's the tournament for me.
I don't think we get frog legs anymore. I think they trim down the...
Well, what I've noticed over the years, and this isn't for everyone, but over the years, some of the tournaments, hospitality rooms have gone from parents and boosters providing the food that they make.
Right.
To corporates, restaurants, corporations sponsoring it and then bringing in. So now you go in and there's Chick-fil-A instead of homemade chili. Bryan Station, when they host the district baseball tournament, that is good stuff. That's the parents, that's the boosters, that's some good homemade. Toyota Classic still has some homemade chili.
They
sometimes.
Still have homemade stuff, but they do had in some catered stuff just because the amount is so much.
That there's anything wrong with the catered stuff. I'm just saying
we like the home cooking.
Well, you like that better. It's got the personal touch to it. You know, it's
there's something to be said about that chocolate cake that somebody made instead of the one that's store bought.
We were gonna run down the top 10. Let's do it real quick. We don't have much time, so real quick here. This is from the Kentucky.com Lexington Herald leader Josh Moore. His top 10 for each class. We've got 1 minute. Let's just go. Class A, Beechwoods number 1, Hazard number 2, KCD number 3, a huge surprise to me there. Paintsville, Russellville, Pikeville, Louisville, Holy Cross, Raceland, Bracken County, Paris. 2A, Louisville Christian, Mayfield DeSales, Danville 4, LCA 5. Those two are in the same district. Owensboro Catholic, Newport Catholic, 8 is Somerset, also in the same district with LCA and Danville. Yeah. Covington Holy Cross, Glasgow. 3A, Belfry, Corbin, Lexcath, Boyle County, Elizabethtown, Central, Caldwell County, Russell, Garrett County, Western Hills. So four of the top 10, Garrett County, Western Hills, Lexington Catholic, and Boyle County.
Same district.
That is one district. Class 4A, Johnson Central, Franklin Simpson, Wayne County, Hoptown, Ashland, Shelby County, Collins, Shelby County and Collins, John Hardin, Franklin County number 9, Spencer County 10. 5A, Bowling Green, no surprise. Christian County, Fern Creek, South Warren, Pulaski County, Owensboro, Covcath, Doss, Highlands, South Oldham. Finally, Class 6A, Trinity, St. X, 1, 2, 3 is Scott County, 4 is Mayo, PRP 5, Simon Kenton 6, Lafayette 7, Manuel 8, 9 Ryle, McCracken County 10. Two teams from this area, Scott County, Lafayette. I think by the end of the year, Douglas sneaks in there somewhere. Hey, thanks for listening today. Tomorrow, Mary Jo will be back in Alex's seat. We appreciate Alex coming in, filling in today.
Always a pleasure.
Our guests will be at 9:30, SECCountry.com's Kyle Tucker. At 10 o'clock, Kentucky.com, Lexington Herald Leader's John Clay. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.